Making home affordable is a key part of the Obama administration's effort to help homeowners avoid foreclosure. If you're struggling with your monthly mortgage payments, the administration says, or if you've already missed a payment, now is the time to take action and apply for HAMP, the Home Affordable Modification Program. But what if taking action means butting up against a system that repeatedly loses your paperwork and often starts the foreclosure process without your knowing it? She remembers the details of every letter with a lover's compulsion. Flipping through the faxes, call logs, and notices in her amassed document binders, she looks up somberly, almost reciting the circumstances. This is the story of one woman, a single mother, who is facing foreclosure. For the last 3 years, Ana Romero has wrestled with the largest behemoth banks, waging the kind of drawn-out David and Goliath battle that leaves insomnia, hypertension, and lachrymose reflection in its wake. When Romero purchased her San Francisco home 7 years ago, the monthly payments were reasonably covered by her two-income household. Divorce changed all that. With only one income since 2008, she has not been able to meet her monthly payments.
I am with the bank for 2 years already trying to work with, but they don't want to work. I am in the foreclosure and I'm sending again papers to see if they can help me, but they don't want to help. Yeah, I have 3 children, I have my mom with me, but they don't want to help.
Jose Rodriguez, Foreclosure Prevention HUD Counselor for the Mission Economic Development Agency.
Hers is a very peculiar case. Peculiar in the sense that she's a fighter, peculiar in the case that she's not accepting one, two, or three denials. She's still in it to do it. She's selling a Salvadorian food on the side, on her days off. She's already a full-time employee, and she's actually taking the initiative on days off to document what her profits and losses are, to increase her income, to show the bank that she's trying within all of her means to save that home, to have the income to afford a new modified payment.
According to housing counselor surveys carried out by the California Reinvestment Coalition, counselors report that servicers frequently lose documents and that Latinos are often denied modifications due to incomplete requests, possibly resulting from lost documents and answers filled in Spanish. Most borrowers of color, they report, experience worse loan modification outcomes than white borrowers. Kevin Stein from the California Reinvestment Coalition.
My name is Kevin Stein, and I'm the Associate Director at CRC.
We have tried to look at what's happening in California in a couple of different ways. And just as we believe and found that people of color and neighborhoods of color were disproportionately impacted by bad lending and also by foreclosure, that it also may be the case that people of color are having a harder time getting loan modifications than the public at large, which is a sad statement because people generally are having a hard time getting loan modifications. One of the main reasons why people don't get modifications, according to the data, is that the borrower who's seeking help doesn't submit all the paperwork. This is very hard to reconcile. On our end, we hear from all the consumers and all of their advocates who are frustrated by having to resubmit documents 5, 6, 10 times. Because the servicers have lost the information or they've taken so long to act on the information that it's outdated and they need new information. When we look further in that category, Latino borrowers were more likely to have that be the reason cited for not getting a modification. It's particularly frustrating because we know that communities where people's first language is not English were targeted for a lot of the bad loans. So it seems that, you know, it wasn't a problem for lenders to make bad loans to someone who didn't speak English. And now, you know, we're concerned that for some reason it's hard to restructure the loans for people who whose primary language is not English. So that's something that, and with all of this, kind of we need more information. In some of the areas, African American borrowers were a little more likely to be denied loans for the reason that they withdrew, that they no longer wanted to get the HAMP modification. And that's also curious, as you know, why somebody would be struggling to keep their home, apply for a loan modification through the HAMP program, and then decide that they didn't want it after all.
Romero's loan modification application has been lost several times by her servicer. She now logs every phone call and keeps documentation binders close by to reference dates and correspondence. A Bryant Elementary School teacher who has been with the San Francisco School District for 22 years, Romero fears becoming one of the 800,000 California homes expected to foreclose by 2012.
In El Salvador, I was a teacher for 5 years, and here in San Francisco, with the school district, like 22 years. 2 years ago, I called the bank and I asked them that I need help, if they can help me to modify my loan. And they say to send the papers, to file the forms. I send the forms, and I ask them, the forms are complete, and they say to me, yes. Then I call back, and they say, no, we don't have all the forms. And what I did is I send the form what they asked me, and they still, you know, they say I didn't receive. And then I got the whole package again and send it. And then when I call back, they say, no, the forms are not here. What fax do you send it? And I give them the fax number, and they say, oh, no, that's not the fax you're going to send it. Send it to this fax. I send it to that fax and to the previous one, too. And I call, and they say they have all the package. Later, I call again, and they say, no, it's missing papers.
And then she's on her fourth denial from the bank. We're actually giving it a shot again.
Fax number, you have to send to this fax number. I send the forms to the three fax numbers again, and they still, like, you know, missing papers. And they go, the sale day was April 25th, but I'm working with Meta. And then they send the forms, and they told him that all the papers are there. But then they call me. When I call them how the papers are doing, they say, oh, it's missing this paper. And I don't know, they postponed the sale day for June 10th, but I'm looking for, I need help because I don't want to lose my house. I have three children. My mom is 90 years old and she's disabled. I have my sister, she's trying to help me too. I feel like I don't know what to do. That's what I'm saying. I was devastated. I say, I worked so hard for my house. I sold my house in El Salvador to buy this house too. And now I'm not going to have a house here or there. And what I'm asking is to modify my loan. That's it. That's, you know, it's easy. They can modify the loan and keep the people in their house.
With an adjustable rate mortgage whose interest rate is expected to increase this year, Romero has launched a Salvadorian food business to demonstrate alternative income sources and works closely with housing counselors. She also makes regular calls to her servicer.
The problem with the HAMP program is not the rules of the program, it's the enforcement of those rules. The reason we are in the situation we are in now is because there's been no entity that's been able to effectively make the loan servicers do what they are supposed to be doing, what they said they would do. And when they fail to do it, there seems to be no one there to tell them there are some consequences for them not following the rules. you would hope that the Treasury Department would say, hey, you're violating the terms of the contract, but they're not really doing that. If you look at the terms of the HAMP program are pretty good. The HAMP program has made it so that loan modifications, which used to look like anything, you know, there could be a huge range in terms of what the terms of loan modifications looked like. Now they're fairly consistent and they take into account people's income. And there's some certainty and uniformity around what those are. And we think it's moved the industry in a good direction. The HAMP modifications are generally better. They're likely to last longer. They perform better. There's now enough redefault data. People can look at the HAMP modifications and see, are they performing? Are people falling behind even on the modifications? And the redefault rates for the HAMP modifications are lower. They're much better than what it used to be a few years ago before HAMP. With HAMP modifications, the borrowers can't be required to bring money to the servicer. But if the servicer convinces you to say, no, you don't want the HAMP modification, and you'll take their modification, they can say, oh, by the way, you need to bring a few thousand dollars to the table. That's not good for consumers.
Anna Romero and I, she's my team partner. We plan all the field trips for the children. We plan activities for the children or at work. My name is Lois Tiano. I'm a teacher at the Bryant Child Development Center. Why would the bank want to put her into foreclosure when she's willing to stay there and pay her rent? Why would they want to go through the problem of trying to sell her home? And it seems like the banks help those that they want to help. She's not even really sure who's holding her mortgage papers right now. She's been trying to find out. When I told her that another bank was holding them, she went to that bank and they said, no, they didn't have her mortgage payments. She wants to try to work it out with somebody. She can't find the right person to work it out with. It makes me sad to think what might happen to her.